Hello, everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the three horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now, or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
Welcome back to part two of The Guilty Feminist. So plug in and get ready for the fun. Hello, Glasgow! Are you ready for The Guilty Feminist? Then welcome back to the stage, Deborah Frances White! How was your interval, Glasgow? Was it good? Did you meet anyone you didn't already know?
Yes.
Who did you meet? Did you meet anyone good that you can collaborate with and do feminism with?
Yes.
Yes, you did? Anyone want to say anything particular? Yes? You met someone in the men's loo. Yep, standard guilty feminist. They seemed nice. Have you plotted anything together? Did you swap numbers? Did you follow them on Insta? Okay, well, the sentiment was there. Well, okay, I'm going to need more than a sentiment. Does anyone have a project they need help with? Yes? Okay, tell me.
My friend has a group about bridging the gap in relationships.
Okay, your friend has a what? Where are you? Are you in the circle?
No,
you're in the stalls?
Yeah.
Do you just come down the front and so I can give you the mic? I've been told, because it's got very strict on time tonight, I've been told I could do a tight five or a baggy four. So tell me, hello, what's your name?
Rowan.
Rowan, and what's your name?
Alex.
Alex, okay, so turn this way so they can see you. Great, super. So Rowan and Alex, what's your thing?
It's a Facebook group called Bridging the Gap, which is about equality at home, like mental and domestic, and in society.
Wonderful. And what do you need help with?
At the moment, it was just a side hobby, but I'm hoping to make it into a career now, so I've been looking for support and funding and ideas for some income.
Great. Okay, so you need funding, ideas, and income, and you need some kind of infrastructure help, maybe.
Yep.
Okay, what's it called? What's the name of the Facebook group?
Bridging the Gap.
Bridging the Gap, okay. All right, so feminism is not just a feeling, it's an action, Gavin. Tell me a feminist thing you've done lately, Gavin. Don't say frisbee. Okay, you're good at maths. They need help with money. Can you see any opportunities to do anything with bridging the gap, Gavin? Yes. He's good, isn't he? He's good. He knows the right thing to say. Lots of men go, not really, if I say something like that. What could you do, Gavin? You'll find them after the show. Will you, Gavin, or will you disappear into the night like Batman? You'll try your hardest. Does anyone have anything else that they could... Does anyone have any way of supporting Bridging the Gap? Anyone? Can anyone think of anything? Have you got a GoFundMe or anything to get this going?
Not yet, but if they join the Facebook group, then...
Great. Well, we can all do that if we're on Facebook. So whoever's on Facebook, you're allowed to get your phone out now, briefly. And what's the Facebook group? It's just called Bridging the Gap. Yeah. There must be other ones called that, though. So what's the... Is there any way we can find it?
A rainbow logo.
A rainbow logo. So you're looking for Bridging the Gap with a rainbow logo... And you are, I mean, because otherwise you're just going to, like, sign up to something about people who love the tube or something. seriously. Bridging up, rainbow.
You've got, like, 10 mods. They're going to freak out.
You've only got 10 moderators, so they're going to freak out. Okay, so everyone get your phone out. And if you could, if you... And answer the questions. Yes, yes, you've got the right one there. That's the right one. Excellent. Good. Super. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone got anything else very quickly they want to tell us about? Yes, what's yours? Not going to do better than that. What's your name?
Violet.
So Violet, if you were listening at home and you couldn't quite hear that, Violet said, I'm buying some land and starting a big gay commune and I need gardeners. How do they get in touch with you if they want to help garden? You're buying the land yourself for a big gay commune. To help other survivors of violence. Okay, this is amazing. When is this happening? You signed for the land next month. Where is the land?
Near Loch Lomond?
Near Loch Lomond? This sounds incredible. Okay, could we come and do a Guilty Feminist live at your big gay commune? You've been living off the land, off-grid, for the last 3 years. Now it's open for everyone. Come and join. Okay, well, that's really exciting. Is there any way they can follow you on... I know you're off the grid, but is there any way they can get in touch?
Instagram.
And what's your handle?
Sweet Violet Fox.
Sweet Violet Fox, @SweetVioletFox. If you are interested in supporting... Do you need money? You need money. Okay, please... Follow Sweet Violet Fox and send her money. Gavin, if you've got enough money to go to Dublin to take photographs of men playing frisbee, got to redirect some that way. Do we have a deal? Excellent. Thank you very much. Our next comedian is not from Glasgow, but she lives in Glasgow. That's right. She's one of your favourites. You saw her earlier with a baby. Now you're going to see her without one. Put your hands together and make incredible woohooing noises for Josie Long.
It's so nice to be here. Also, all I wanted to do was come up and be like, where's the baby? She's currently very upset that I'm not with her. I know, I got her to sleep and I was like, this is going to be so easy. I gave her to Grace, she was just sleeping on Grace. And then I was backstage just talking and then she just looked at Grace and was like, what's going on here? Also, hi, it's really nice to be here. I'm so excited. Also, just in general, it's really nice to be in Glasgow. You have no idea how fucking great it is. Also, I'm sucking up, but I can't help myself. I love it so much. My daughter is 4, my older daughter, and I'm like trying to get her to like become Scottish. And I was playing her because you get a CD of like free CD, an app of free music for babies from the Scottish government, and part of it is Three Craws. And I was singing to her, and she started singing, Three crows sat upon a wall, sat upon... And I was like... We're in trouble. We're in real trouble here. I'm very excited. I'm a bit of a shambles because, like, I haven't been gigging much because I just had the baby. And also, you remember the pandemic. And I'm, like, excited. But I don't know about you. For the pandemic, for me, I just decided, like, I did it in body, but I didn't do the lockdowns in spirit. What I did was I borrowed my boyfriend's big dressing gown and I wore a gold chain. I said to myself, I'm not in lockdown. I'm a mob boss under house arrest. I'm not in lockdown. I'm going out to my pool. I don't have a pool. Oh, yeah, that's what socialist comedy gets you, a fucking pool. No, I wish. I've been trying to get all the clothes to pull together. No, they're not into it. I'm excited to be here. For me, the pandemic has really answered the question, what will I look like in 10 years' time? Like a witch overheard. They were like, I'll show you now from stress. Oh, no. And it's exciting. Like, this is like my second gig back after having a baby, which is... Thank you. Thank you. It's the second one. No one gives a shit. It's the second one. No one gives a shit at all. Oh, my God. The first one, everyone's so nice to you. The first one, everyone's like, don't worry. It does get easier. Don't. Except the worst cunts alive who are like, oh, you think this is hard driving a teenager? Scum. Right. But everyone else is like, don't worry. It does get easier. Listen, I've done the washing up. Okay? I've done the washing up, okay? Because it gets easier, okay? Listen, okay? Listen, okay? I've done the washing up. There's a lasagna in the fridge, okay? It gets easier. There's a lasagna in the fridge. There's another one in the bath. Okay. There's seven lasagnas hidden around the house. It's a treasure hunt. It gets easier. Second time round, they're just like, what? Yeah, you have babies. We know. I want to say as well, like, if you managed to achieve anything over the past few years with the pandemic, like, if you've written a novel or you, like, fucking learnt a language or you've, like, run a marathon, I'm so proud of you. But at the same time, you're a scab. You're a fucking scab. How dare you? How dare you? You think you're too good to languish, huh? Oh, I'm too good to languish with the rest of humanity. How dare you, scab? Scabber. Do you want to read my novel? No. No, I don't. I don't want to read a novel written by someone who has no empathy for human suffering. I have also, I've had to write everything on my hand because I'm not sleeping. Help! This is a funny one. I interrupt myself as well. And I recently found out I have ADHD, which is a surprise to no one. Oh, wow, that's disproportionate, isn't it? That's a lot. That's good. Hello. Let's interrupt each other later. Have a good time. So there's that going on, but I'll just double check that. Yeah, I'm so fucking thrilled to move to Scotland. Like, you have no idea. I am from Kent, the worst part of England. Like, to go from Kent to Glasgow, it's the glow up is real. I cannot believe it. I'm like walking around like, everyone's so friendly. And here's the thing, when I had my baby in Glasgow, so excited. Thank you. Oh, my God. And as you saw, I don't know if you saw, she has bright red hair. Yeah. Anointed by Saint Mungo himself. Fucking anointed. I love it. I love it so much. And here's the thing. I applied for the baby box scheme. Yeah, you guys know about the baby box scheme. If you don't, it's so lovely. Like, when you have a baby for free, the government sends you this box. That's it. No, this is like a box full of gear. And it's good gear. It's everything you need. It's like a little thing, a thermometer for the bath. It's fucking everything you need. And I just was so overwhelmed when I got it because I feel like this was the first time ever. And this is not to say that I wholeheartedly support the government with no reserves, but it's the first time in my life where the government did something nice to me. I was just like, the government did a nice... The government sent me a poem. I love a poem. The government sent me a poem. It's so beautiful up here. And here's the thing, when I told my family down in England, they were like, free? Free? What's the catch? What's the fucking catch? Like, they couldn't imagine there would be something nice. Like, fruit, what's the fucking catch? Like, Nicola Sturgeon's like, oh, yes, you can have the box in return for the child. No. Oh, yes, keep the box. I've got the child. No, not now. In 18 years, she'll prick her finger on a spindle. Nation of independent sleeping beauties. Prick the finger. The finger votes yes and then gone. Like, no. None of that. And, and here's the thing. So I have two kids. My partner's surname's Donahoe and my surname's Long. And what we did for our kid's surname is we took half of my name, half of his. So our kid's surname is London. And I love it so much. Like, London, pretty fucking cool, London. And when I told my mum we'd done that, she went, well, that's illegal. I was like, no, we did it at the town hall. Well, they've broken the law. I'm like, right, that is Kent for you. Well, you can't have anything nice, and if it's not illegal, it fucking should be. Like, anyway, thanks for having me. It's so nice to see you all. Thank you so much.
Josie Long, everybody!
Yep. Come join us on the server.
Thank you.
That was brilliant.
Thanks.
Absolutely brilliant. Please welcome back to the stage the incredible Kimo Barba. Josie, I was taught by the audience earlier the difference between saying I'm from Glasgow and I live in Glasgow, and there was a very clear demarcation. Even if you live 10 minutes outside Glasgow, you're not from Glasgow.
Oh, yeah, I've got a friend from Clydebank, and I was like, oh, it's a beautiful town, Solidarity Plaza. But whenever I say to him, oh, yeah, we're all from Glasgow, he's like, West Dunbartonshire.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so you are not from Glasgow, but you live in Glasgow.
I stay in Glasgow.
But you...
You're fortunate enough to be allowed to reside in Glasgow.
But your children are from Glasgow.
Not the big one.
Oh, the big one's from...
She moved here when she was two.
Oh, God. Well, no, we've got to throw it to the crowd, because they're the Glaswegians. If you moved here when you were two, at what age will she be able to say she's from Glasgow? Never, I'm hearing. Never. When she was two, she can't remember it. When she's like 80 years old, she's been Glasgow all her life. Josie will never have allowed her out of the surrounds. She'll only be allowed to... She won't be allowed to go to Edinburgh. She's confined
to Glasgow.
She's an 85-year-old lady. She's got a strong Glasgow accent. Is she from Glasgow? Yeah. Okay, great. What if she goes to university in Edinburgh? No. No, all right. So,
I mean, if she gets the grades to go to Edinburgh, I mean, we're going to be somewhat surprised. I mean, both her parents have some very intense ADHD. It's like,
didn't you go to Oxford, though?
Yeah, but, you know.
Do not buy this self-deprecating act. Both your children have genius parents. I say both your children as if one of them is fathered by someone who is a Johnny.
That I know of.
That's like you being like, no, oh, all my boyfriends are hideous. And it's like, didn't you just break up with John Hamm? Yeah.
God, I would fucking love if I'd been out with John Hamm. Do you know, if I'd been out with John Hamm, all my stand-up shows would be called Also I Went Out With John Hamm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
just
absolutely.
Say you did. Why not?
Yeah, it's in isn't it in libel? He has to prove I didn't.
Okay.
That might be true in Scotland.
Well, I don't want you to go to jail. You got children to raise. And stuff.
I don't think John Hamm is going to come after Josie Long. He seems like a nice guy.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to defend. People know he's my fave, so I don't want to defend him out of hand when I've never met the man. But I believe he would find it amusing and whimsical if you said that. In fact, yeah. He once made me a little video for something I was doing. I never got to meet him or anything, but that's true. I've never told anyone that before because that's something I keep for my pleasure, my own time. But
okay.
But it wasn't that kind of video, but how do you know it wasn't? Anyway, I think he would say whimsical. I think he would say it's adorable and whimsical, and he'd probably
if he was asked in the press, he'd back her up and go, yeah, I did. We dated for 5 years.
Well, yeah, why
can
not?
We say that, like, we didn't quite get together.
Yeah,
but you we hold each other in a very high
special
esteem.
Place.
So what we need to do
mutual
is...
Vibes.
Yeah, mutual vibes.
Yeah.
I think we need to get John Hamm to say that you turned him down.
Yeah.
The problem here is that would never happen.
It's fun.
Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
This is the support you get from the sisterhood in Scotland.
Yeah.
This is the support you get from the sisterhood in Scotland. It is better. We were discussing it backstage, and we were discussing April. Can you just tell me where I follow you again? Because I was trying to find it backstage, and I couldn't. April of the Commune. Violet, that's why I couldn't find it. This is Ella Fitzgerald all over again.
Wait, the name is not April.
No, it's Violet. Okay. No, honestly, it is... I am name dyslexic, honestly. I can remember everything else, but if you tell me a name, I'll flip it. It is... I swear, I need to go and have my brain seen under an MRI machine. It names and faces both, I struggle.
I just love that, like, the opposite of April is obviously Violet.
Well, in my head, that's the kind of flip that can happen. So it's Sweet Violet... underscore.
Wait, is your last name Fox?
Fucking
love
foxies.
Oh my god.
Underscore
my
Sweet Violet Fox.
My last
okay.
name is Fox, and I was almost Kima Fox, which is kind of sexy.
Kima Fox is really sexy.
I'll reclaim it.
Yeah. But Kima Bob's got a very cool ring too. So it's underscore Sweet Violet Fox. Okay. Because it's like a constant rebellion in Scotland, isn't it? Like.
It
feels
energy.
Like that. How long before you're going to go independent?
I think you're asking the wrong person here, but like, nice. This is what's hilarious, is like, I would be so into it, but I don't want to tell people because I don't want them to think I just showed up and now I'm here. I'm like, quick!
Let's go!
It's not, like, I feel like I don't have a right
yeah,
to.
Yeah, because your
but
campaign will be pull
it.
Up the ladder, Jack, really.
Yeah, I don't
want
to be like that.
Yeah,
at the
no,
same
indeed.
Time,
well, listen.
It's a divisive issue.
Yeah. But yeah, one of your babies is from Glasgow. And if you have more babies will be from Glasgow. My husband has a rule so that we don't become crazy cat people. And it is this. You cannot have more cats than adults in any house. So once you've got more cats than grown-ups, it's over.
It's all downhill.
He has other rules too. Like, the cats can only have one name. They can... like you. Your cat can be called Toast, but it can't be called Toast Whiskers. Do you know what I mean? It can't be called Mrs.
Oh,
Tiggy Winkle.
This
it's
is
so
great.
Good if they have like a very sort of normal name, like Paul what? Henderson.
Yeah.
Or like...
Paul? Paul Henderson? I told you to stop peeing on my scarves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of our cats is called Seymour, and the other one's called Audrey, and the third one's called Toast. And the only reason we're allowed three cats is because Steve's there.
Yeah.
But Steve's now got another cat called Damascus, so we've broken the crazy cat rule.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. It's.
I look forward to moving in and meowing.
Oh, yes. If you moved
I'll
in,
I'll be
Kima,
the fifth cat. No, I'm going to be a cat.
No.
I'm not going to add to your people ratio. I'm going to be a cat.
I mean, if you wore that suit, you could be a leopard.
Yeah, I'm dressed like a cat right now. It'll be so fun. To shit in a box.
It sounds a bit kinky, if you don't mind me saying. But listen,
to shit in a box.
It turns more like a commune every day. Listen,
we're just
Sweet Violet,
like
please feel free to come and use it as your London commune. We should bring on our guest.
It's true. It's a great guest.
Okay.
Do you disagree?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, Guilty Feminists. This is Deborah, and we are at the Edinburgh Festival. On the 25th of August, my co-host is Celia AB. My guests are Cordelia Stevenson, Jake Wakely, Josie Underwood, with music act Jess Robinson. On the 26th of August, my co-host is Jessica Foster Q. Our guest is Sakisa, and our music act is Grace Petrie. On the 27th of August, my co-host is Sindhu V. My guest is Rosie Holt, and the music act is Flo and Joan. On the 28th of August, my co-host is Alison Spittle. My guest is Jambi McGrath, and the music act is Grace Petrie. Get your tickets now for The Guilty Feminist at the Edinburgh Fringe before they all sell out. We're at the Gilded Balloon TV at every day at 2 p.m. from the 25th to the 28th of August. And now back to the podcast. Our guest today is a local activist of Pakistani heritage, and she's from Glasgow. Fiercely protective of her community in Pollock Shields. And that community is Scottish, Pakistani, and everything in between. She's the project manager for a space called the Bowling Green. She's one of six people who were celebrated at Scotland's People of 2021 for helping 15 families displaced in a fire. She was featured in Linda McCartney's Foundation for Grow Your Own Project and so many more other things. If I read out any more about her, it's going to sound like she's died and this is her obituary. But she's just generally incredible. Put your hands together and make incredible welcoming noises for Tabasum Nearmat.
For those of you listening at home, her outfit is gorgeous.
Thank you. It's really glorious. Yeah, it's chic and sparkly. That, it, do you know what it reminds me of? You know the Marilyn Monroe dress that Kim Kardashian shouldn't have worn but did? And people are up in arms because she basically ruined that Happy Birthday, Mr. President dress, which we were all using. Are you wearing it now? Because it's very similar. Very, very similar. Now, Tab, you were introduced to us by Josie because you're doing a wonderful thing and many wonderful things. Josie, can you tell us or ask Tab more about what she's doing?
Sure. I mean, I know of you loads because you're very famous in like our local community. And like, I love, so just like one of many things, like the Bowling Green is just this, it's sort of, when I first saw it, I was like, the Bowling Green is it's a community garden, but it's a community space in like the like deepest sense of the word. Like it's every part of the community uses it, owns it. It's just fucking great to be in because it's got that feeling that it's built by the people that use it and it's owned by the people that use it.
By
as
the
well.
People for the people.
Yeah, and also like what's amazing about it as well is that like. You're walking down a road and, like, on one side there's, like, cash and carry. And to be fair, there are allotments by there, but it's quite, like, big cash and carry supermarkets, like, quite a big road around it. Then when you go in it, you've got this space that is beautiful, full of, like, not just creativity, but kind of built creativity that people, like, love and tend. And then you have, like, a whole place where food is being grown, but anyone gets to tend to it and to eat it and to be a part of it. And now there's chickens as well.
Oh, no, I would fuck it up. I would ruin the whole garden. I'd overwater.
There's a gardening club,
me
and my daughter.
Don't let me in, Tab.
You're coming.
Oh, gosh.
But, like, yeah, me and my daughter sort of go and she just tries to steal all the food you can eat. But it's, like, just the best kind of community space because it's, like, really, really rooted in the community and it benefits everyone. And I love it so much and I love what you've done. But like,
Tab,
that was too long a speech as well. But you've also like just been involved in so much and you were around like last year at the kind of incredibly important moment in Kenmure Street when people stood up and and again the whole community came together. Like it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever experienced and witnessed is that like the whole community came out to look after each other. And for me personally, having moved there like 8 months before or something, to be like, it is such a privilege to get to live in this community and to be a part of it. And that's what I feel. Anyway, that was a long introduction.
Tab, can you tell us what happened? That so we've got listeners all around the globe who won't have heard this story. Okay. What happened that Josie's referring to here?
So this was May 13th last year, Eid Day. And again, it just seems like I'm always overdressed. So I probably was one of those very glamorous-looking protesters. They're probably thinking, well, she's dressed up for the occasion. I wasn't. It was Eid. It was our Christmas. That's why I was dressed up. Everyone had their masks, but I thought, I've got my makeup on. Let's just take it. Anyway, it was two of our neighbours, Lakvir and Sumit, and the kind of network that we have in Pollock Shields, most of us are associated with some activist group or other, or even through my work. You know, you hear things, you know things. We all receive texts. I thought, right, I've got all my cooking out the way. I don't have to do anything. I'll just go. Maybe it'll take an hour, it'll take two. And we just
You got a text.
Yeah.
But you got a text that said that people were being like detained.
It was. This is how the network started. It was everybody that was like on these groups and everything. Everyone got a text saying someone has seen an immigration van. And when I turned up, there was five people there already, and van man had already placed himself under the van.
So wow. There was an immigration van that showed up to your neighbourhood on the like awesome celebratory day to try to snatch people up.
Yep.
And you just stopped them from taking the people away.
Yep. How did you stop
Incredible.
The van?
I sat behind the van.
And then other people sat in front of the van.
And other people sat beside the van,
So the neighbours on the WhatsApp group surrounded the van so the van couldn't pull out. And it was an immigration van and they were trying to take people away. And you just said no.
Sorry, I really want to make a point, which is that I think Glasgow in particular, because it is the city it is, there are networks of people that for 10 years, for as long as they've been around, have been building up, like you were saying, like activist groups, like the Anti-Raids Network. It's like people have put in the hard work for decades. Mm. And so, like, they were on it because they're, like, primed to be on it and they're ready and they're, like, yeah, everyone kind of links up and knows each other and it's really exciting and impressive. Yeah, and also I want to say, I was there very near the start and it's because I was dropping my daughter off at her nursery and then I stopped off to get a little coffee and a little bougie pastry and I was walking along and then my friend who lives outside where the van was texted me and I was like, yeah, I'll come along. And I just looked like the biggest prick to be like, hi guys, yeah, I've just got
my
latte.
You're not going anywhere with anyone. Is that why?
So you came along in a red carpet outfit and you came along with a caramel macchiato.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying all parts of the community showed up.
Yeah. Listen, we need it all, totally. And you sat around the van, and the van couldn't pull out without running people over. And so eventually, what happened?
First it was dozens, then it was hundreds, and then there was more. And just as many people that were there, that's how many police were there. We were all being updated, all getting WhatsApp messages. There were mounted police officers, you know, on horses and the dogs, and someone sent a picture of 60 police officers hiding around the corner waiting to charge.
Wow.
It was quite intense.
They love to charge. It was almost like someone's milkshake was bringing the boys to the yard.
Yeah. Felt that way.
So in the end, did they let the people out of the van that they were trying to take away?
They had to. This was a standoff that we weren't going to back down. We weren't going to back down. So if you imagine that most of us there were from 9:30 a.m, that's the time that I was there. It wasn't till 6 p.m. then when we walked Lakvir and Sumit to our local mosque and the police just had to part. It was like the parting of the Red Sea.
Wow.
We just went through and we escorted them to the mosque.
I love it. I love direct action.
And since then, they've not come back and tried to do that again? Or they have?
Not in Pollock Shields.
Yeah, not on my block, she said.
They're true. Kemmure Street 3. So there's a petition on for them as well. And that's,
what happened?
I guess, so even though this was a very peaceful protest, The police, in their wisdom, still arrested three of our local residents. And again, one of the arrestees was a single mother, and they broke her fingers, but she's being charged for assault. So there's a petition. If you could sign it, we're still hoping Police Scotland would maybe retract and let them go, but we don't know.
How do we find that petition?
It's online. Again, on all the social media pages, if you go on to even our pages and the Isle of Pollock Shields together, we're sharing all this information.
Okay, great. And we can put that, if you let us have a link, we'll put that on the show notes.
Oh my gosh, Pollock Shields. Not spelled like I thought.
It would be spelled differently in Texas.
I think so. I don't think we spell it at all. We'd just be like, that place. You know,
don't ever spell Pollock Shields with a C. I cannot tell you what happens to people who spell Pollock Shields with a C.
Then I never intended
I'll tell
to,
you
ma'am.
What, if they spell it with a C, they're not from Pollock Shields. They might be in Pollock Shields, but they're not from. And could you please just tell us how you came up with the Bowling Green? I think lots of people outside this area may not know what the Bowling Green is, and they might assume it's a bowling green.
It's not.
What is it?
So in a previous life, it was a bowling green. Just, you can imagine all those people in their immaculate white uniforms and doing the bowls. Mm-hmm. You were never going to see people like me, and especially people dressed like this. But now, if you were to visit us, it's... You can imagine what we feel like is any country, any city, could be Pakistan, could be in Kenya, could be anywhere. And the people that we have that visit us in the Bowling Green as well, as soon as they come through those gates, it's like they're this hug, this energy that, and it's come about with all the people that have stepped through those gates. Everybody leaves something, everybody takes away something, and I guess all of us that work there, what we want to see outside in the world, we're creating there in this very little spot.
So it's a community centre, and it's a place where you can grow vegetables, you can grow flowers, you can meet your friends, you can have barbecues, you can
everything.
Do whatever it is. Is it all outdoors?
It's all outdoors.
Because it is, if you don't mind me saying, Scotland.
I don't mind you saying, where's our summer?
Tent.
I want to know, where's our summer? I feel really cheated.
It was the hottest. It was so hot, and then we came to Glasgow, and I got caught in a wind tunnel, and I hadn't brought a cardigan. I had to go and buy a cardigan. The reason I bought this dress from Ella Fitzgerald is I was really in a very light summer dress, and so this the community centre is sounds
all
amazing,
outdoors.
But you have to wear layers, I reckon.
Yeah, lots of thermal layers, especially in winter.
Can I ask, how did it happen? Because it used to be a bowling green for, I'm guessing, like, posh people or something.
Yeah, middle class people. Yeah.
What is, I don't know, bowling, like, with the pins?
Do you know what?
It was founded in 1850,
like,
I read.
Long balls.
Like, just
long
balls?
Long balls.
Like, what are you rolling them towards?
It's like the beloved of old men. So you're rolling them towards the
you
grave.
You know when older men... I don't know, do they not do this in America? It's like old men, and sometimes women as well, are dressed in white, and they roll one ball towards another, and if they kiss...
It's like ball.
You
it's
just,
like ball.
Oh, you across. Make the balls... you make the balls touch.
Yes. But when you say it, it sounds dirty.
Well, wait. So you hit a ball. This is a much more important conversation than this. But you hit a ball with another ball, and then it goes further.
Yeah, something like that.
And they
like
were
that.
Just doing it's, this for fun.
Yes.
Imagine curling, but it's on grass.
But and it's just balls. Okay.
Listen, and if you're listening at home and you love bowls and you think it's a brilliant sport and it's amazing and loads of women do it, and
then DM me and I'll show you some other cool shit. You need your life saved.
I'm sure there's plenty of listeners who love it and do it, but this particular bowling green, it was already closed down. It closed down of its own accord in 2011. It was derelict.
Because it's a horrible activity.
No. People love it. That's a lot of elderly people get. That's how they get their exercise, and we're thrilled for them. However, this was closed down, so it was derelict. No one was doing anything on it. It was all overrun. It was like the Addams Family. Oh no, it's all run over. It's just this wasted land. And you come along and go, wasted no longer, let's fix it up and let's make it into something wonderful for the community.
So it was sick.
Myself and a lot of people in Pollock Shields that had a vision that we need green space. We're quite a dense populated area and we don't have access to those things. And when you think of the demographic, there's a lot of South Asians in our community. There's people that have issues with mobility. They're not going to go, you know, if they don't have cars, access cars, where do they go? So you've got this space. Granted, it looks like a zombie apocalypse, but there's a vision there. And all we needed was to just get our foot in the door. That's it, literally through the gates. As soon as we stepped in there, it just started the passion that we all had. And like I'd mentioned before, every person that comes in there, they buy into that dream. It's not something we're selling. They just feel it. They know. Yeah. They know that it's going towards this bigger picture, this thing that we're trying to do, is connect people on a very basic human level, because there's so many things that are thrown at us that are like, you're too different, you know. There's splits throughout
van
society.
Showing up.
Yeah, van showing up. Yeah, it's like, let's send you back home, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So for us, it's been every single day, that space, it just grows. And it's wonderful. Growing in everyone's heart as well.
That's so cool.
Wonderful. And Josie, were you at the Festival of Resistance?
Yeah, it was literally on my street. It was the most convenient act of political engagement I've ever had in my life.
The Festival of Resistance was marked the 1 year of the protest of the immigration van where they had to go away. So 1 year later, you've rubbed that into the police. You've rubbed salt into the wound.
We did.
In the Festival of the Resistance. Where did you go? Did you have fun?
Of course. I took my daughters. I had a great time. And also, like, it was so good for finding out about loads of different community organisations. Like, there was loads of representation, so you could, like, take loads of flyers, meet people. And, like, yeah, it was just really great. And, like, again, it's pathetic, but, like, for me personally, it's, like, Glasgow being like, of course I am everything you hoped, and I'm like, yes, this is the most wonderful
really
place.
Wonderful.
But yeah, it was beautiful.
I mean, you were really, I know you were born in Kent, but you were really, you're made of Glasgow stuff. You started Arts Emergency, which is a very Scottish thing.
Well, it doesn't operate in Scotland, but yeah, in its heart.
You started in England because we needed it in England, but I'm sure it will come, I'm sure it will extend to Scotland at some point.
Yeah, I would hope so. It's like gradually building.
Can you tell us about Arts Emergency?
Yeah. Arts Emergency is an organisation which seeks to support and empower and embolden young people who don't come from any privilege to go into the arts, go into the humanities, become artists, have the lives that they would like to have. And it fights back against, like, the last 12 years of Conservative rule that's, like, dismantled funding for arts education, made it harder and harder for people to access the arts, made it harder and harder for people who don't come from vast privilege to, like, become artists and stuff like that. And so, thank you. And also, like, thanks. But, like, when we first were talking about it in kind of 2010, when we first started trying to make it, like, I remember us saying, like, well, what they're doing now is going to mean that lots of arts courses are shut down, that course that universities reframed as kind of a financial transaction, that and basically all this stuff is now coming to pass and it's really bleak. But what is really wonderful is we started in our pilot year with 9 young people. That was 9 years ago. Now what's amazing is those people are now, like, working, living in the arts. Like, those people are doing what they wanted. We see them, they feed back in.
And they're mentoring the next generation.
Yeah, and now it's, like, thousands of young people. And obviously, like, I'm really not very heavily involved anymore because I have no useful skills for the project. Like, my only useful skill is, like, I'm not shy to do public speaking. And they're like, that's fine, we don't need that anymore. But I am still, like, you know, it is still my baby and I'm still so proud of it. And,
well,
like,
it's such a wonderful thing to have built. Do you need money for Arts Emergency?
Always. Please. Please, you can go to arts-emergency/donate. And please do.
Just donate. Oh. And you need mentors as well, don't you?
Yeah, people always need mentors. So basically, we have a thing called the Alternative... We have two things. We have the Alternative Old Boys Network, which I think they're changing the name of because I think, like, even that sounds a bit outdated, but we have this network of thousands and thousands of people who have some sort of cultural... privilege that they've created or earned for themselves that they can pass back on and be useful to younger people. But on top of that, we have mentor pairs in, I can't even keep up with how many parts of England, but many, and they're people you can train to mentor a young person. You can then mentor people year on year, but also we like it to be that people don't just come into someone's life, tick a box and leave. Like, what we like is that people kind of really do look out for people,
find chemistry
for the long term. And
for sure.
Yeah, and I've really seen that with people. Like, people make long connections with people and keep kind of stepping in to see what they can do.
It's a wonderful thing.
Thanks.
Is there anything we can help you with, Tab? What can we give you, help you with? What can Gavin do for you?
Do you know, I was really interested. I was caught up in Gavin's story. I really am. I can't see him from here, but I guess Gavin could donate some money to us as well. I mean,
Gavin, we've made the trip here. Gavin tonight. Gavin's donating in every single direction. Gavin, thank you for buying a ticket and schlepping all this way to come and see us and being such a good sport, but also give Tab some money.
Yeah.
Where can we donate to what you're doing?
So if you follow our pages, the Bowling Green Pollock Shields on Facebook and Instagram.
P-O-L-L-O-K, no space, H-S-H-I-E-L-D-S, okay? Yeah. I'm just saying.
There will be a PayPal up there soon.
Nice.
And so we can donate. Is there any way people can get involved?
But even just your time and energy. If you are happening to pass by Pollock Shields, I invite you, honestly, please. My philosophy is if our gates are open, you're welcome.
Wonderful.
That's it.
And could you give some advice to listeners who are listening in other parts of the world? How do they go about starting a space like that?
A lot of passion and a lot of grit. There's going to be a lot of hard work, but if you get started on it and people watch you as well, they're invested. It's not a simple case of, you know, someone has this bright idea, let's take the space, and then they take a step back. You have to believe in what you're doing as well. So I have spent hours. People say you might as well just have a bed in there. No one sees me out with the Bowling Green, or in fact, some of the kids who don't know my name just go, Bowling Green, Bowling Green. So yeah, lots of passion. Lots of passion, lots of hard work. And if people buy into what you're doing as well, if they believe the vision that you have and they want to be part of it, it'll happen.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah, and I'd also say, like, for me, the first step is allow yourself to believe it's possible. Mm. Because, like, I do, like, slag off Kent, and I don't believe, like, there's so much exciting stuff going on in Kent as well, and loads of brilliant people who are activists and stuff like that. But for me, the mindset that's sort of felt a bit overwhelming was people kind of going like, you've got to live in the real world, and in the real world nothing happens and you shouldn't be thinking like this and there are rules you have to follow. And actually, if you allow yourself to believe something better and something more radical is possible, that's the first step. And then once you're doing it, you can be like, we're already doing it, so
it's so even if your mum says it's legal,
yeah,
doesn't matter,
already done it.
Done it, too late. It's much easier to get forgiveness than permission. So I hope that you are inspired by both Tab and Josie and what they're doing. It's really been phenomenal to have you on the show and a real pleasure and a real privilege. I feel very inspired and I love that you bring so much joy. Both of you bring joy to your activism and to your community building.
I just realised something. It's Arts Emergency's 9th birthday and they've got a campaign asking people to donate £9, but I'd forgotten. So that's what you can do.
So donate £9 to Arts Emergency. If you've got it, that would be great. If you haven't got it, 90p would be better than no money at all. Listen, we are almost at the end of our show. We've got a big musical finish, but what we have to do now is allow Josie to go and take the baby from Grace. So, Josie Long, everybody! Now, Grace is minding the baby. This is feminism in action out the back. So Grace has got to unstrap herself from a baby and strap on a guitar. So while she does that, could I just say, could we have a big, big round of applause for Alison Spittle? Sell your AB! Josie Long! Kima Bob! Tab! And just to say, guys, Glasgow, except for the big birthday show at Hammersmith Apollo in London on the 1st of October, this is our last show, and you've really brought it. You have absolutely brought a rock concert to a podcast recording.
You've been incredible.
Thank you so much. Can I say a big round of applause and a big thank you to everyone who spoke tonight, including Violet. What the hell? Including Violet. Don't forget to follow Violet. Don't forget to follow Bridging the Gap. And let's have a big round of applause for Gavin. It's important that we do. I can hear Grace tuning up. Does that mean she's ready? Then in that case, to close the show, please welcome back to the stage, Grace Petrie!
Hi, guys. Well, basically, a few years ago, I was dating someone and it didn't work out. I'm fine now. I met a lovely bisexual girl from Norwich. I'm fine. But I was dating someone and it didn't work out. And, like, it was one of those things that, you know, it just didn't go the way I wanted it to go. And, like, I sort of never really got, like, you know, an answer about what went wrong, really. And it was one of those things that I was, like, you know, I was, like, working through my pain. I was, like, talking to my friends about it in the pub, and I was, like, talking to my friends about it on nights out, and I was, like, talking to my friends about it all the fucking time. I started to realise that my friends were pretty fucking sick of hearing about it, and my friends were a bit like, yeah, you know, move the fuck on, do you know what I mean? Around about the time, I've got two little nieces, and around about this time, I was spending a lot of time with them, and they were very, very into Frozen. And, yes, I'm glad we got some Frozen fans in. The original feminist text. And anyway, I found what I needed to hear lurking in the script of Frozen. And I wrote this song about it. It's called Princess Elsa Blues. And it goes this. What they've done with the lighting. Well, last night in the pub, I realised I was being tolerated, not enjoyed. I saw it there reflected in friends' eyes. I've become the kind of person I avoid. Well, I woke up feeling rough and wondering when my needle got stuck on a groove called you. And as I reached for Alka-Seltzer, the wisdom of Elsa came to me, and now I know what I must do. Because living without you, I've gotten pretty good. Just need to stop talking about you like my friends all wish I would. And I don't understand what happened, but I guess I'll never know. I don't need to go to a palace made of snow. I just need to let it go. Epiphanies can come from anywhere, from the sunrise or the verses of Shakespeare. But it wasn't Sylvia Plath or Nietzsche that turned out to be my teacher. It was Disney had the words I had to hear. Because living without you, I've gotten pretty good. Just need to stop talking about you like my friends all wish I would. And I don't understand what happened, but I guess I'll never know. I don't need to go to a palace made of snow. I just need to let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. And all those times I just wouldn't be told. Well, now I've finally broke out this chokehold. And all the times you were cold never bothered me anyway. Gotten pretty good, just need to stop talking about you like my friends all wish I would. And I don't understand what happened, but I guess I'll never know. I don't need to go to a palace made of snow. I just need to let it go. I just need to let it go. I just need to let it go.
Thank you very much. You have been listening to The Guilty Feminist with me, Deborah Frances White, guest co-host Kima Bob, and my very special guests, Josie Long and Tabasum Niamat, with music from Grace Petrie. The Guilty Feminist theme tune was composed by Mark Hodge and produced by Nick Sheldon. The recording engineer was Chris Sharp. The producer for The Spontaneity Shop was Tom Selinsky. Thanks to Rachel Craftman, Gina DCS, Stuart Arnold, and everyone at the Glasgow Pavilion, as well as all of you for listening. For more information about this and other episodes, visit guiltyfeminist.com. I got the name wrong.
What you meant to say was April.
Exactly. Tom, cut all of this out of the podcast, seriously. Cut. Tom's like laughing and going, as if any of this is in. as if anything you've said tonight, Deborah, is in. But yeah, one of your babies is from... The Guilty Feminist is provided exclusively from Acast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.